Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100. Phone lines are wide open. It's a fun Monday show. I would love to talk to some people. We're going to be talking about the things that you've searched on YouTube so you learn how to do it. So if you want to sound off, like, what was the last thing you searched on YouTube? I actually had to yesterday because I'm finishing my basement and I had to watch a video on baseboards.
Oh.
Don't want to be too sexy right now, but yeah, baseboards and how far they have to be off the ground so they can install carpet and be able to tuck them underneath the baseboard. Who knows that information,
who
right?
Who knew? I was like,
nobody
knows
that.
Why do you need help to put baseboards on? That seems pretty self-explanatory.
Nobody knows.
Not even
people in construction. Nobody in the carpet industry. Nobody knows.
Oh.
Nobody knows. But YouTube does.
Okay.
Yeah. So I installed them, but they're like crooked, so I gotta go back and fix
YouTube
them.
Didn't help you that part.
No, they really didn't. So that was the last thing I YouTubed. Katie, what was the last thing you YouTubed?
Well, yesterday, actually, I just found out that one of my absolute favorite shows that I go over to my bestie's house to watch every week, I can watch on YouTube by myself, and I don't even have to drive 20 minutes to go do that. But outside of that, I don't use YouTube a whole lot just to get through daily life stuff. The last time I did it was to get the drain out for my bathroom sink. You remember that? And then I didn't put it back in before I turned the water on, and everything flooded everywhere. So I guess I didn't watch the YouTube video right. But it's funny because, like, with me, I find myself not necessarily going to YouTube for a lot of the answers, but I am not the norm. My kid has went to YouTube for everything since she was like 14 years old.
Is she a Z-er?
She's
Gen Z-er.
Z-er.
There's this story out this morning. It says 66% of Gen Z-ers are teaching themselves new job skills with YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, they're just skipping school, skipping everything, and just going right to YouTube to learn things.
Which is going to save them a lot of money. They'll get all the practical advice that they need. But I'm just talking about everyday things. I will never forget the first time I saw Zoe with a full face of makeup, and I was like, wait a minute. Did you go get that professionally done? She's like, no, YouTube taught me how to put on makeup. I'm like, okay, thank you, YouTube. Check that off my list of things I have to do to my kid. Yeah, for real.
Did she have a lot of mascara
on?
She
did. Like, she had the whole full-on face. Like, she was going to try out for some kind of, like, yeah, no, it was crazy. But she did that. She learned how to apply hair gel in her curly hair from YouTube.
Why the heck not?
Install her dash camera for her car. She found it on YouTube.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything is on there right now.
It's just everything she needs, she will reference it first thing.
Well, let's do this. Phone lines ring in. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Let's have some fun. I want to know what you guys are searching up on the tube. So we want to know, what was the last thing that you YouTubed? Give us a call, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. It's Witty!
Hey!
Hey, buddy, we're super dupes. So what are you YouTubing?
Very good. Yesterday, well, you guys know I always send you pictures of fishing and stuff, and yesterday I was fishing. It was the first time in 40 years that I actually hooked myself. I sent pictures to you guys.
You did?
Yes, and a video, and my buddy Danny was all about ready to rip it out, and we YouTubed a video that I've actually seen before, and we put some braided line around it and just yanked it right out.
Oh.
You're a man. And then you searched how to put stitches in.
The worst part was leading up to how I knew I had to get it out. I started getting heat flashes and nauseated.
I'm sure.
And then just 2 seconds later, dude, it was done, and I was like, it didn't even hurt.
And now he's searching how to treat infections.
Yeah. It was a brand new lure.
Was it? Okay, good. Well, at least it was sanitized-ish. That's a good one, Witty. Appreciate you calling in. Katie, I'm cringing just thinking about it.
I know. A fishing hook. Ooh.
Kendra.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey. So what did you have to YouTube?
So me and my younger brother got gifted a car, and obviously we were making sure everything was right. So we thought, hey, let's YouTube how to change the oil. No, we were not doing that. It was way too complicated. And my brother was very determined, but I paid him off to just go take it somewhere.
Yeah, that's probably smart. You don't want to jack around. What kind of car was it?
It's a Nissan Rogue.
Okay.
Okay. About 4.4 to 5.4 quarts of oil, I think, for the Nissan Rogue.
Wow.
Probably.
You just knew that?
Yeah.
Did you have to YouTube that, Jeremy?
No.
Like, you just knew
I'm a car
that?
Guy.
What?
Yeah.
That's not the same.
Yeah, it's all right. No cars. Is that 0W20 that you put in that?
I don't even know.
Right, all right. Right. No big deal. Yeah. No big
yes.
deal.
No.
So we watched the video. I stared at my brother and said, I will give you $60 to go take it.
He's like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you don't want to jack around with that. You could ruin your engine, Kendra. But I'm glad you at least made an attempt. Tried to search it up.
Yeah. Still, it was an attempt.
All right.
But no, we're not doing that.
And then you searched, where's Grease Monkey? Kendra, thank you for the call. Good stuff. Hi, Amber.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, girl. What was the last thing you YouTubed or you learned off YouTube?
So I have always had top load washers, and this new house we moved into has a front load, and it is hard to clean. And I tried washing the inside of the drum and realized I had to do the filter at the bottom.
I so just talked to, about this on the air the other day. Did you hear me talking about this?
I didn't. I could have learned something from you.
I was walking by our laundry room, and I was like, good God, what's that smell? And it was going for a couple days, and I actually searched it up, and that seal around the front that you got to peel back with all the goo in there,
mm-hmm.
did you peel it back?
I tried my best, but it was definitely hard getting in all those little crevices.
It's so gross, isn't it? It's so nasty. I was like, what? And then I did the drain thing, too, where I pulled the drain, and it was full of, like, socks and stuff. The little filter. I was like, no wonder it stinks.
Yep.
Who knew all that could get
in? Mine's smelling better now.
Okay, good. Yeah, why don't they give you a tutorial, like, when you buy a washer, like, hey, in a few months, you're going to have this thing full of gross, slimy goo, and you need to clean it out.
Well, and Katie, what's yours full of?
Because
you have people, like, previous owners.
I don't even want to know.
Oh,
like...
other people's skin. Thank you, Amber. All right, I'll do one more. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Would you search on YouTube?
I do a lot of, like, crochet and knitting stitches. If I come across one in a new pattern that I don't know, I'll look it up on YouTube and watch how to do it.
You can do literally anything.
Same. What are the odds?
You can.
What are you crocheting right now?
I'm making a penguin.
Oh!
Penguin.
Who are you going to give the penguin to, or are you just going to keep it?
A friend of mine is having a baby.
Nice.
So I'm making it for her.
And babies love penguins.
They do.
They really do.
Well, they can see black
little
and red.
Little soft stuffy.
Why don't you make us little animals and bring them by?
Oh.
Okay, tell me what you like.
I want a sloth.
A sloth.
Yep.
Josh?
Sloth, okay.
I want a tiger, little tiger.
I'll do a goat. Just so I can
tiger,
run around.
Sloth, and goat.
Thank
okay.
you. Yeah,
you know I'll come by.
I know you will.
All right, bring him by, just so I can chase people around the office and go, good idea, right?
That's great.
Sure.